जैसे आप सब लोगों को पता है कि आज का जो टॉपिक है स्वरक्षक से विश्व रक्षक.
So as you know, the topic today is the protector of the yagya, the self protector, protector of the yagya.
So भाई साहब का परिचय, भाई साहब ज्ञान में यंग एज से ही हैं.
So I'm going to introduce brother Raju. He came from a young age. How many people understand Hindi? Everyone understand. Yes. So I'm going to just give his introduction and say that he is Bab Saman. He is a protector of the yag. He is a benefactor of the world. And there's no one that who would not know him and would have to need an introduction. But as you know, that in the Murli, the essence that comes, the question and answers that come, brother Raju does it. He's the head of the Murli department. And in a very, very young age, in 1970, he surrendered himself. He learned the Sindhi language.
Hindi mein bhi typesetting kiya.
And also he did typesetting in Hindi and photocopy department. Also he is a vice president of the agricultural and rural wing. So he does all that. And he is an initiator and founder of that wing. And there he has written many books also. Gyan Suman, Gyan Sarita, Gyan Veena, etc. And brother has traveled a lot. And continues to give sustenance to the Brahmin family.
Media service mein bhi,
and he's also in media service in the PMTV. There's a program called Anmol Ratan. There's a talk show.
तो ये परिचय भाई साहब.
So this is his introduction.
भाई साहब हम इस तरीके से.
So brother, we call him भाई साहब. And with respect, so how can we become a protector of the yagya? What is your personal journey in this yagya? How did you grow up along with this yagya? How did along with didis and dadis you understood the yagya? How did you get this responsibility? Could you please tell us very well, but in essence, so that you could make us also protectors of the yagya like yourself.
Om Shanti.
Om Shanti.
Yagyapita.
The father of the yagya, the mother of the yagya. Who is that?
Sakarmi.
In the corporate form, it is Brahma Baba.
Or Mateshwari yagya.
And Mateshwari Mama is the mother. She is Saraswati.
Shri Baba is the yagya ka seth.
Shri Baba is the one who has created this yagya. But those who made this yagya worthwhile are the father of the yagya, and we are the children of the yagya.
Translation, everybody is getting English translation.
Please put your hand up higher.
Milly.
Yes.
English translation, okay. Translation is working.
Yes. Joe, please stand up and tell him it's working.
पहले मैं आपको एक भक्ति मार्ग की.
So I would like you to give you something something about the incident in the yagya. While you're living in the foreign countries, you may not know so much about bhakti stories, devotion, especially in Bharat. Whenever
विघ्न आते हैं,
some kind of obstacle comes. For example, it doesn't rain, and is a famine, or too much rain, or some kind of disease has spread. Then they say, do an yagya, perform a yagya. And when they hold a yagya, then the very rich, wealthy people, they have the yagya created in their place, which is a small container, iron container called Havan Kund. And in that container, so they have two Brahmins sitting there, and the others who are going to give cooperation in that yagya sit around it. And in that they light a fire. It's a special kind of a container, of iron container. And they put different kind of barley, they put sesame, they put ghee, they put a lot of materials in it. and they give that in the hands of the Brahmins. The Brahmins put it in the fire, and they continue to say Swaha, Swaha, Swaha. So when the fire really arises, and the vibrations of that fire, the smoke that arises, when the ghee burns, then there's a sandalwood, the beautiful fragrant materials where the atmosphere gets transformed. And whatever the harsh desires of the devotees, they get fulfilled. Rain, there's rain also, there are obstacles that can get removed. So this is a big bhavna in devotion. Anytime, anything happens, even if it's a nice thing that somebody is going to do, they will hold a yagya. If there is a damage happening, then also to finish that, to remove that obstacle, they will hold a yagya. So Shiv Baba, when he created this yagya, what was his aim? That this whole creation, which has become so like a hell, like an impure hell, to change into heaven. So Shiv Baba came and he made Brahma Baba the instrument, and he established this yagya. And then further, taking care of the yagya, he made the children the instruments, and then he gave the reins of this in the hands of Mamma. Mamma was a very, very pure Kumari, absolutely pure. So the power of her purity, the love she had and the power of yoga that she had towards Baba, with that purity and the power, the yagya was taken care of. In other words, it was being protected. For 14 years, at the beginning of establishment, there were a lot of obstacles. Baba was a corporeal body, right? Shiv Baba was incognito, no one knew him. So people start thinking that this Brahma, this Baba, maybe in Calcutta he has learned some magic, and whoever he looks at, the vision falls, they go into trance, they start seeing visions, and then they become stubborn that I don't want to get into vice, I don't want to eat non-veg, I want to remain pure. And such a big transformation takes place in the people who come here. So the people outside in society, they wanted to trouble Baba. They thought he's a magician. They sort of created problems for him and had cases against him. But Shiv Baba is the Jani Jananhar. He knew that obstacles will come place. So he handed over the reins to the sisters. And in that, he made Mamma the main instrument. Mamma from childhood was a very, very pure and powerful soul. So whatever obstacle came, whether it's in going to court, whether in the place where they were living, whatever, she was absolutely fearless. She had only one faith, one support, none other. She protected the yagya. She took care of the yagya. And Brahma Baba doesn't have to come in between. He doesn't have to do anything. Shiv Baba, of course, is the creator of the yagya. But who's going to face all this? Because so many things were coming, so many problems were coming. And there's no need of any weapons. Of course, they show goddesses having weapons in their hands. But they had the power of yoga, jnana, purity. So that means they had it in the form of weapons, actually. And Mamma had already imbibed all that. And because of that, for 14 years, the yagya continued obstacle-free for 14 years. Then when they came in Bharat, and when the seva started, this was a new jnana, there were new dharanas, and in Bharat, you know, there is the original eternal religion, they say, that culture was continuing in the Hindu religion. So the knowledge that is in the Hindu religion has got mixed up, actually, because so many other religions came, other kind of people came from other countries, so they mixed the culture actually, and they showed the deities the deities also are like the human beings. And the Shankar used to drink intoxicating drinks, and Shri Krishna used to stole the saris, he kidnapped women. They started saying all these things about the deities, what they thought the human beings were doing. This is because the Mughals came, Christians came, and they started ruling. So what the main culture of Bharat disappeared. So now, when this new Gyan people started receiving, it's like 1953, so wherever the centers were open, obstacles used to come, and those who were coming in Gyan, they would get intoxicated, they would see visions of Satyug, and they would have this aim, oh, we were deities, we have to become deities again. But the others who were not understanding, they were creating barriers. And wherever the obstacles were coming, then Baba never sent the brothers because there would be a fighting and quarreling. He would send the sisters. And right in the beginning, he would send Mama. Mama, child, would you go? And she would say yes. And what would Mama do when she went there? I'll tell you about a big upheaval that took place in the Yajna in Uttar Pradesh. There's a town called Hapur near Delhi. Now in that Hapur town, there were many people who really, really opposed the Yajna a lot. There was one mother, she was about above 60 years old. She started coming to the knowledge. And then what happened is that people started accusing the Brahma Kumaris that she's 60 years old, and they're saying she's 16 years old, and they give her a case against her. They are giving her this gyan, they have kidnapped her. Her name was Raju Mata. Now that Mata, that mother, became. She had a lot of faith in the intellect. She was not educated actually. She was illiterate. So when there was this huge upheaval, then this case went into the court. It went into the ministry. What is all this happening? Why people are opposing these brothers? They say, oh, they trap these brothers. They take the sisters away. They trap them. Actually, it was all about purity, because they don't want to talk about it, so they used to create obstacles. So when she was asked to come in court, the judge looked at her. She can't be 16 years old, she's old, the judge said. So judge asked her, why do you go to Brahma Kumaris? What is the need of you to go to Brahma Kumaris at this age? She said, she had a lot of intoxication. She only knew the words, English words Baba knew. You know, Baba says, we go come there to become prince and princess. I come to become printed, she said, because he doesn't know English. The judge started laughing. He said, okay, I understand. She's so simple, she's so innocent, she's so illiterate. So he just finished the whole case. He said, no, nothing, this is all false. People are just having accusations. Then, the sisters, seven sisters used to live in that house. People around started getting upheaval. That in some way we will not allow this organization to stay here. They surrounded the whole house, they cut off the electricity, they cut off the water. Then the brothers found out, so when the brothers came, they spoke to them very badly. So then Baba asked, Mama, will you go, child? Mama said, yes, Baba, I'll go. So when she went there, oh, then the villagers were very happy. Oh, she's the head, we'll just remove her. So now, it was a house made of, wood. So on the second floor, they put a white sheet, they made her like a gaddi for her. Mama, you just sit here, the sisters told her. And all these people who are doing upheaval, they closed the door to them, so that they should not come upstairs. Because the people who were creating upheaval had a lot of force. So they broke the door. And four, five of them, the main people, the leaders, they climbed up. Where's your mama? Where's your mama? They started running around in every room looking for mama, and they reached up to the second floor. Mama was sitting in deep yoga. And with a lot of love, she said, okay, child, come, child, sit down. And they had come with a lot of upheaval, and they just sat in front of her quietly, very peacefully. So when they sat down and they, Mamma didn't say anything, Mamma was just giving drishti, they didn't say anything. So then the people outside who were standing down, they said, oh gosh, these people again, they must have had something done to them, some magic. So again they started making noise. So these people who were upstairs, they come down slowly and they said, no, whatever these Brahma Kumaris may be, but their mother is in actually Durga. She is actually incarnation of Saraswati. She didn't even let us speak anything. We couldn't speak anything. So just we should just go away from here. We should run away. So how did Mamma protect the yagya? With the power of yoga, with the power of purity, with the power of fearlessness. She just sat in silence and peace and give drishti and give the remembrance Baba's rays. So that center is running very well even now in Harpur. So wherever there were obstacles, like in Punjab, Baba sent Chandarmani Dadi, because from one center, 15-20 Kumaris surrendered and they left their homes and they went to the centers. So the whole town, the Punjabi sisters, they all came, they became Kumaris, all the Kumaris came in a big group. So every home there was an upheaval. What is this happening? Then Baba told Chandramani Dadi, he told her, you are the lioness. So with a lot of love, she used to use yoga. She used to experiment with yoga and make it obstacle free. So what was the meaning of being a protector of yagya? Oh, we write letter. Oh, this is happening. This sister is doing this. This brother is doing this. And we are showing, seeing the weakness of each other. And we talk about it. And then we say, oh, we are protectors of the yagya. That's why you're writing all this. Baba said, no, this is not called being protector of yagya. This is called obstacle in the yagya. From your own household, you are talking about the weaknesses of your own household, expansion, spreading it around, you know, spreading it. This is not called being protector of yagya. It's okay, it's a family. Small things happen. You just used to merge it and give good wishes and do yoga for them. And give the donation of the power of love so that that obstacle finishes. And in fact, instead of that, you are just taking up the small matter, you're making it so big, you are changing the form because of your jealousy, because you want name and fame. And Brahmins themselves, the children themselves, they bring obstacles. The people outside are not creating so many obstacles now. The children are creating obstacles. So Baba said, first become self-protector, then you become yagya protector. So what does it mean? What do we have to do to be a self-protector? For yourself, whatever the maryadas, the rules, godly niyams we have, follow them with a determined way. The more you follow all the rules and the maryadas, the yagya will be well protected. It's safe. The one who's going to protect is he above, who's sitting there. He's sitting there above. We think we are the protectors of the yagya. What are we going to do to protect the yagya? But what we have to do is not become ones who create obstacles in the yagya. And for that, what is necessary is to have very, very pure thoughts, elevated thoughts. Like we have a kind of a very beautiful aura around us. See, let's do this exercise right now. I'm a soul in the center of the forehead. I'm residing here. I'm a very pure soul, absolutely clean. I'm a diamond which is sparkling. Like when a light falls on a diamond, then so many kind of rays emerge from the diamond. In the same way, the supreme light, Shri Baba, is falling on this diamond, and from this diamond, rays of purity, peace, love, power, they are spreading all around, in all four directions. Now, if we continue to time to time spread these rays, they become like an armor which will protect. And you know from where obstacles come actually? One obstacle comes from from the vice thoughts and the thoughts of vice of the children. The more vicious thoughts, they have bad thoughts, dirty thoughts, more obstacles come. And secondly, in this atmosphere, there are many souls who are wandering because their desires are not being fulfilled. So because they want to fulfill their desire, they come and enter. And they enter here and obstacle comes. Third is, if we do not have a good behavior with someone and people outside, you know, not Brahmins maybe, we say something, we do something else, we have cheating, we have degradation in ourselves, we have greed, we just say we have gyan, but our behavior is totally different, our life is totally different, then obstacles come from the society and community. Now, in order that those obstacles don't come, what should we do? The first exercise is, I, the soul, am in the center of the forehead. I am a sparkling diamond. I'm absolutely pure, clean, and all the divine light of the Supreme Soul are falling in me, and they're making this atmosphere very powerful. My rays are creating an armor for this yajna. No other vicious power can enter this armor. So this is creating an aura with shubh, very good thoughts. Wherever you stay, that place too, obstacles come. Can come from family, can come from society, from people, from the wandering souls. Also from the atmosphere which has vices. But if you are a yogi soul, you have very pure, very good thoughts, even if you have yoga, a very good yoga for 1 hour morning and evening, and take the divine powers of Baba and experience that these divine powers are coming into me and they are spreading around and creating a huge big aura, which is kind of an armor of protection. Are you all experiencing what brother is saying?
Very good.
You don't have to go anywhere. What I'm telling you to do, this is I'm telling you a very practical thing. It's not a theory. Because the place where yogis live, their vibrations of their yoga, their pure vibrations, that those vibrations charge that place. Yajna means wherever we live, they charge that place. So you will see, I'm giving an example. See, a place where the animals are slaughtered. Huh? There's violence. I don't want to say the names, but yeah. There are many lanes, especially in Delhi, I've seen. There was a lot of traffic jam, so I started walking. When I was walking, the lanes were of butchers, where they are slaughtering goats, sheep, and they sell the meat. So there was such a bad odor in that streets, but there was such, the whole atmosphere was so wearsome that it was so difficult for me to even cross that. Nobody told me everything. I was not even afraid. But I just felt, oh my gosh, this is a very, very fearsome atmosphere. Here they are cutting this meat, they are butchering this one, they are butchering that. You know, the cries of sorrow of these animals, that vibration was just in each and every grain of this atmosphere. If you go in such kind of lanes, please experience yourself. You will see, you'll feel the vibrations. Then you go somewhere where there's a lot of worship going on, a lot of aarti is going on, singing is going on, devotional songs. You will feel a lot of comfort, peace. You will feel, oh, I'm feeling so good. That place will not make you fearful. Nobody is saying anything to you there. But from that place, the vibrations that are emerging, they of worship, love for God, they make that whole atmosphere so powerful. And that atmosphere where the negativity is there, that is, they're making the atmosphere fearful and they're poisoning the atmosphere. So wherever we are saying, staying, where we will live, Now, whether you can open your eyes or you can close your eyes, you don't even have to do yoga actually. It means just don't have any other thought, just I'm a diamond here shining in the center. Shri Baba's light is falling directly on me, the diamond. It's coming from Param Dham. That light is entering deeply and is spreading all over of love, of purity, of bliss. All the qualities are spreading in all the directions. Just sit like this in silence for 2 minutes. Such a practice is necessary.
If we do from time to time,
of course we will get protected ourselves because our negativity is finishing, the soul has become pure, the sense organs are becoming cool, and so we are not going anywhere, but we are getting protected. And through us, the nature is being protected. The souls are getting protected. Those who are wandering, who are sad, they are getting power. They are getting peace. It's a very big seva. This is why Baba wants that my children, first they should become self-protectors. They should always continue to live in very pure thoughts and also do the practice of controlling your thoughts. That's all. You know, thoughts are a great power. There's so much waste going on, this thing, that thing, thinking so much, this is happening, that is happening, we should do this, we should not do this. This upheaval internally, there's less traffic outside, there's more traffic inside actually. You must have got stuck in traffic sometimes. Have you got stuck in traffic sometimes? Have you ever got stuck in traffic sometime? Yesterday I was in UP. And there, the traffic of Lucknow is so dangerous. You know, of course, the double foreigners are sitting here, so I'm not insulting the country of Bharat. But in our Bharat, they say only God is making Bharat move. The same road, ox cart, bullock cart, horse cart, rickshaw, cycle, everything is on the same road. And then the honking cars. And then all the, you know, those push carts, they're carrying all these heavy things. And I had to reach on time. Program was about to start. But then we got absolutely stuck in traffic. So the lane through which we were going, the street, somebody said there's a big hole there and your car cannot go from there. So the one who was driving, I told him, no, you just be peaceful, Baba will make us reach. Now this time, such a time, outside traffic is okay, but inside how many thoughts will come? Oh, again looking here, looking there, seeing this, seeing that, where to go, where to turn, how to go. So of course the outside traffic was there, external, but the inside, the BP rising, the thoughts coming in. I started giving this donation of yoke to the driver. Baba, he's peaceful. We will reach. Whenever we're supposed to reach, we'll reach. Then other people are coming and they're saying, what are you people doing? You put your car in front. We are stuck now. Move your car. 15, 20 minutes, we were just there. I told him, just be still. Baba will do everything. Slowly, all the traffic around kept moving. Then I told him to reverse a little bit. I told him, turn it. We were 1 hour late. At such a time, if the traffic of the mind is in your control, that's very important. And for that, we need a very, very good practice. We need a good break, Baba said, power. When you have controlling power, then you have ruling power. Otherwise, you cannot rule others at all. First, you have to control yourself. So, having control over my own thoughts, they're just going on. Why do you want? Why are you having so many thoughts? But I'm just thinking, just unnecessarily. Have you ever thought, why am I thinking all this? If you start thinking, why am I thinking all this, then you will become a self-ruler. And the one who's a self-ruler, he can also become a ruler of others. A ruler of the self is called being a protector of the self at confluence age. We say, you know, actually we don't want to, but I just said that, but I just saw that, I just heard that. It's like I'm being controlled. And then the karma that I perform when I'm in this controlled state, then that obstacle that comes is very big obstacles for the yajna. The obstacles come when I'm being controlled by these outside things. Please think about all these things. Rajesh Bhai sitting here to ask questions. I'm just talking on and on. Well, I do have a lot of questions, but I'm also completely absorbed in what you're talking. I'm listening to you. So, brother, the quality that we have, like you have taken a lot of sustenance from the dadis, their vibrations, from Bamba Baba, Shiv Baba, Adev Baba Dada, how much you were with them, and you have so much power in you. But in our quality, we don't have this, like I can control myself or shift my mind. You know, we are very fickle, we keep changing, we're impulsive. So how can we change this kind of quality? How can we protect ourselves now? See, what it is that you should not compare yourself to anyone. It's not necessary. Everyone's part is different. Whenever you wake up, it's morning for you. This is a proverb in Hindi. So when you found Baba, Baba's sustenance has no difference for anyone. Whatever Baba, who was sitting in front of Baba, they could not even recognize Baba, some of them, even though they were sitting in front of corporeal Baba. When Avyak Babdada part started, then a lot of others didn't understand his part. But those who from the beginning to the end have followed two things. First day you were taught, be pure, be holy, be yogi. This subject, those who understood deeply and inculcated in their life. In this, I must become very firm, very strong, and one strength, one support. Ek Baba, one Baba. Having complete faith in him. If there is complete faith in him, then there is the power of that faith is very great. At the conference age, at this time, the task of God, after COVID, those who have come, the children who have emerged after 2017, they haven't seen dadis, they say, we didn't see Gulzar Dadi, we didn't see Baba. But I experience that the part of Baba's avyakt form, when he came the last 3-4 years, when he used to come in Gulzar Dadi, I feel now it's even stronger than that, powerful. Because at that time, many those who had faith would become with a doubtful intellect. They would say, what is this happening? Why is this happening? Dadi Gulzar's help was failing and failing after 2013. And then Baba came for 5 minutes. And then he started speaking in Dadi's voice. Dadi Gulzar could not go to subtle region. Baba just entered her. So we had asked Dadi. We had asked this question. Dadi, before when Baba used to come, you used to go into trance. And then used to say, I don't know what's happening. I used to type the Murli and give it to her, and she used to read it later. Now what's happening? You're not going in trance. What's happening? You're just sitting. You close your eyes, Baba comes, and that's it. She said, Baba doesn't call me into trance, she said. Because to go into trance means to die from the body. And my body is very weak. If I just go once in trance, it might happen that I may not be able to come back to the body. That's why Baba doesn't even call me into trance. And when I sit down in Baba's remembrance, Baba himself comes down. And when he comes, I'm not sleeping. See, when I go into trance, I should just go to sleep. But I'm not sleeping, so naturally whatever Baba comes and talks, I listen it too. And sometimes when Baba is speaking, I speak too sometimes in between. Like, when Brahma Baba, Shiv Baba is mixed also, right, in Sakar Murli. Sometimes Brahma talks, sometimes Shiva talks. So in the last days of Gadi Gulzar, you must have noted, I used to keep on typing alongside, and I used to feel, Baba is not talking, this is Dadi talking. She is telling her own experiences. Baba is saying something and she's talking about experiences. What is this going on? So I went to Dadi Gulzar and I said, Dadi, looks like you spoke this. Baba did not speak this. Baba cannot speak such things. She said, yes, I spoke. Because I didn't go to sleep. I was not in trance. In Bab Dada, you don't come to know whether it's Shiv Baba or Brahma Baba. But in between, when Dadi Gulzar is speaking, then lot of souls, Brahmin souls, became doubtful. So Baba stopped that part. So after that, what I have been experiencing at this time is, Baba is giving even better sustenance to children now. Nobody's worried, will I get drishti, I have to go there, I have to do this. Just sit wherever you are. Whichever place you're sitting, just sit deep in the love. Baba can hear your voice even in the avyakt world. And whatever question you have, in the video Murli also, you will receive the answer. You won't even feel that this Murli had heard 20 years ago. There's so many things Baba is doing in such a very unique way that we cannot say Baba's part is over. We can't say that. Until establishment has not completed, how can Baba go away? How can his part be over? Yes, the method has changed. So I just feel that Baba, until the end, he is giving his company, he will do it. And when the voice echoes everywhere, he has come, the revelation, then there will be a great transformation, then Baba will take us back home. Until then, he is giving sustenance from the avyakt region. So I came to Madhuban after 1969. So Baba had sustained me through letters. My parents were in Gyan. In 1960, Mamma had come with 35 dadis to my village, and she did a lot of service. But I had some obstacle because I was the only son. So I was the only son in the family. So the father's elder brother was completely anti that if he goes away, then who will take care of the family? So this boy, we are not going to let him get into Gyan. Rest can get into Gyan, it's fine. So he created obstacles and he doesn't allow me to go to Madhuban. But when Baba became avyakt, it was a school holiday time, and I told my uncle that I'll go to Mount Abu because I have 1 month holiday. Can I go for a holiday? He said, yeah. So I just come to have a holiday in 1971 for 1 month, and I just stayed here. I never went back. I came in 71. Dadi said, no, you're too young. You need to study. You need a letter from the father. You can't just stay here like that. I cannot keep you here in 15 years old. When you're 18, then you come. She told me a lot of conditions, so I went back. So there was a war going on at that time in 1979 with Bangladesh, and I was so sure that now destruction is taking place. Now I'm not going to stay home. That's it. In 71 December there was a war, and I said, whatever may happen, I finished my high school studies exams. In April I got the letter from my father, and I got the leave, and I went to Madhavan. In 72 April. Until then, I'm giving my services here. How the yagya has expanded, I've seen it with my own eyes. It was such a small yagya. History hall. Even if 100 people used to come, we used to feel, oh gosh, this is a lot. Where will they sleep? 4 o'clock, they would need hot water. It was used to be so cold. We have to get the hot water reached everyone. There are no hot water taps anywhere. There are no arrangements. There are no electrical arrangements, no heating, no heater. But so we used to cook on wood, and we used to wash the dish, the laundry, the clothes ourselves. Small yagya, but in that we used to experience a lot of pleasure. There were no servants, of course. We used to do everything. We were 25-30 surrendered brothers and some old mothers. Baba would send the young ones to centers. So all the mothers who couldn't go, Baba would say, okay, you just stay here in Madhavan. And there was a sustenance of Didi and Dadi. But the Didi, you know, the Dadi had that, Prakashman Dadi had that enthusiasm. Whatever Baba has said in corporeal, I have to do it and show it to him. Baba said, there'll be a queue until Abu, lot of children will come, you'll have to make many buildings. Whatever Baba said in the corporeal, you know, the organization will go into foreign countries, many religions will listen to this gyan. But the Dadi and Didi both, they just started working on it. From 1971 they started. So 70, okay, passed after Baba. But from 71, went to foreign country. From 1971 to now, every year there has been a new building constructed. First, near Pandav Bhavan, there was a Yog Bhavan. 12 people could stay only there. That building was constructed. So, in 1973, there was the first Raj Yog Shivir camp, meditation. There were 12 professors came. They got such good sustenance of Gyan and Yog, all kinds. All 12 started Gyan. Following this path. And their children also are there now in different, in Ahmedabad, Bombay. They are all their children actually. So many centers were established after them. Then Vigyan Bhavan was created near Pandav Bhavan. Whatever was being built, they become smaller and smaller. Then we had a land of that Om Shanti Bhavan land. It was just a big stone, big boulder. They said, Dadi, please take this land. We feel afraid. Please take this land because animals come here, cheetahs come here, bears come here. And we told Dadi, how can we build anything here? But then Om Shanti Bhavan was created, built. 1983, there was a big transformation in the yagya. Till 83, we were all dependent on these facilities, physical facilities. There was no science facilities. Then after that, we started having laundry machines. You know, our kitchen, they changed. We started having running water. Om Shanti Bhavan was built in 1973. Then the transformation took place. So after that it was created. We made a hall of 3,000, but where are they going to stay? Who comes? Dadi used to have this thought again and again. Well, we should have an accommodation for at least 5,000. She kept on searching for some land. One day Baba told Dadi in his ears, in the morning, 6 o'clock when we were leaving, come here child. You know, talk to this milkman. Who know those who bring milk from the cows? They have land. Talk to them. In the morning, Baba said this at 6. And the milkman came at 9. And he says, If you want any land, please tell us. We have a lot of land where the cows herd, you know, the herd graze there. He just came and told himself. Then the brother told Dadi, Dadi, this milkman is saying this. She said, oh, Baba also said, 6 o'clock in the morning, talk to the milkman and let's go and see the land then. There was no way to go. It was just a path in the woods. So when we went there, it was a jungle. This is Dadi, this is a jungle. What will we do here? Dadi said, Dadi, Baba said, take it, so we'll take it. So they bought it. They took it. Then they created Gyan Sarovar. Then Baba came here. Abhay Baba was invited here for inauguration. And when Baba came out, Baba saw the amount of people who were inside, double standing outside. How will 5,000 stay here? He told them. Baba just left. He met the children and he left. Then he touched the brothers and then there was Shantivan was constructed. One after the other, so many buildings. And then,
Gupt part.
So it was Abhyak Babdada's incognito part. Who is doing it? Who is getting it done? Well, in the corporate it was Dadi and Didi. But who is the one who is guiding from above? Who is controlling everything up there? You know, well, you know, like there's an aeroplane. You don't know who is guiding the pilot. Somebody is guiding the pilot. Well, if he doesn't have a connection with the tower, he won't even know where to take the plane. So he has a connection with the tower. The place that he has to land, he knows. He's guiding, go down this much, go up this much, go this way, go that way. Who's guiding us? Do you have such a connection? He's the one who's guiding the whole yagya. And we think, oh, we're taking care. What are we taking care of? How can we take care? You have to have this faith. Then only this yagya boat can go across. You know, some come who are very wealthy, who have a lot of intelligence. I am the protector of the yagya. Oh, what are you going to do? The controller is sitting up there. He is protecting. But yes, we follow the maryadas, we follow the rules, we keep our thoughts very high, have good wishes for everyone, then we are self-protectors and we can become also protectors. He has no question left now, he says. He's not asking any question, Rajabhai says. He says, really, my mouth has gone shut. I'm listening to you and I forgot everything. Become so absorbed when you were talking. Rajesh Bhai saying, I want to ask you, there are many first timers here and also there's an online audience. Please give us some inspirational thoughts. You know, you must have got a lot of inspirations and become so powerful. But in addition to that, we're sitting right in front of each other in this way. Do you have any experience with Baba like that, face to face? When Om Shanti was already built and the computers arrived, I learned computers. And I started sitting in front of Bab Dada. So when Bab Dada used to come in Om Shanti, we used to have a typewriter. And the typewriter is very loud, tuck, 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 tuck. So I could not type in front of Baba. So what I used to do is, I used to put headphones in my office. And I would, Baba was speaking there, and simultaneously I would type the murli. The whole night, as long as Baba was sitting, I would type. Not with hand. So then I would give it to the murli and stencil, carbon, and then it would build. Now, when the computers came, and I don't want to miss Baba, but I didn't want to miss any line, so I didn't even go in front of him. When Baba was taking farewell, then I would go and give him, Baba, this is your murli. This is the heading, Baba. I have made this heading, Baba. I would, you know, on top you write a heading, theme. Baba used to be very happy. So one day Baba just told me, okay, come. He used to give me toli. Baba said, child, you have already got a vardhan of divine intellect. I said, Baba, this is a very big vardhan of divine intellect. Then Baba said, whatever your intellect will think, it will do. Whatever task is there, it will do. So when Baba gave this vardhan, then I had a little thought, something. Then Baba said, do you know, child, why you got this Vardhan? I said, I don't know, Baba. Because you did not use your intellect in anything waste. Only your self-progress and progress of Brahmins, that's all you thought of. And this is why this intellect has been receiving this Vardhan. And by receiving and receiving the Vardhan, it becomes divine. It can do anything, but keep continuing to have attention. Please keep pay attention. Never come in the bad company of anyone. You see, I never talk unnecessary to anyone. What's happening? I don't know what's going around. I'm not interested. Baba has kept me very busy. I have my own study. I have my own reflections. I have my own homework. And the whole Brahmin family, first Dadi used to say, Dadi say, Raju bhai. Then Dadi Janki came. She used to call me, what have you sent? So now Baba tells me what to do. And whatever he tells me, I do it. 14 lakh Brahmins, you know, have to be sustained. There's nobody in the incorporeal who's come and tell you. But whatever the Baba and Dadis have taught, they have kept hope in me. So there should never be any barrier, any stopping of whatever task they had been continuing. The Murli should continue to go to everyone, like 18 January Murli, then the Shivratri, all the promises, all that matter has to be sent to all the centers. So I have to make this booklet for 18 January actually. Everybody gets a booklet. So the phone came from downstairs. Have you completed the booklet? He says, well, I'm going to leave on 20th. But the booklet? They said, we have to distribute this booklet in this group. So I told Baba, what shall I do? I woke up. I was sitting in Pandabhavan at that time. I went to the office. I closed the office. Only Baba and me. I opened the computer. 2.5 hours continuously, I searched. Only one topic I searched, and I made a booklet of 110 pages. And the name was Revelation of the Supreme Soul, the basis of revelation. So from the avyakt, the methods for God's revelation. So I just came yesterday because I'd left on the 20th, so it must have been printed. If I hadn't, I would have had a complaint then against me. It's Baba who's getting it done. He's the one who made it. We just have to keep our intellect very clean and clear, not disturb it here and there. Baba will get everything done. So what I think is, if it's his yagya, it's his children, he has to take care. He has made me his instrument. So I just have to become a light instrument. That's all. I do not need to think of anything. That's the one who's sitting up there. He's thinking. I am just his right hand who's holding me. He's making me do very good things. Do you feel we don't get homework? We get homework too. So from first you will get new homework. So Raju bhai, in our life we have a lot of doubts. Did you ever have doubts? So many changes came in the yagya. Did you ever have a little bit of? Oh no, forget doubts. I never even had a question actually. Because when there's complete faith in Baba, whose yagya is this? Of course, these waves will come. It's an ocean. Waves will definitely come. But the one whose yagya it is, he's the father of this yagya. Shiv Baba. Brahma Baba. It's their yagya. You know? So we are their children. We should not become those who are obstacle, form of obstacle. Whatever comes in the yagya, it will go away. It's fine. It's not that one obstacle came. I used to look at the Dadis. They were so immovable, unshakable. They never said, oh, an obstacle came. It's okay, it's okay. Just do yoga, just do yoga. A lot of things came from the government, from the atmosphere, wealth problems, income tax, a lot of things came. No worry, no worry. Baba is sitting. They were really Befikar Badshah, you know, Kefi emperors. I used to go to Dadi Prakashmani. You know, all these letters that used to come of all the centers, people used to send letters. And Dadi would say, don't think. Dadi, how can I not think? Dadi, of course, have to think.
Don't think.
She would say, don't think. So she said, just keep good bhavna, everything will happen, everything will be okay, everything will be okay. So much faith in Baba. Anything is happening. She never, you know, used her thoughts. She just said, give good gyan points to that soul, give good things of the murli to that soul, do yoga for that soul, and don't trouble, don't think much about that other soul. This is the stage of the dadis. Raju bhai, you have given us a lot of nourishment, a good dose. Well, does somebody have a question? But the dose that you've given us, you filled us with so much zeal and enthusiasm. You have shared this experience with us. We have really become full. But I have a question for you. In your Brahmin life, didn't you ever have a challenge? Well, I've got millions of challenges, actually. No, did you get any personal challenge? Yes, personal challenges came also. Because in the yajna, when somebody moves forward, then there could be some jealousy or some, that challenge came. Then also I was accused of many things, small, big. In Laukik, through the family also, there were a lot of challenges. Because I'm the only son. And and the mother was they would tell mother many things about me. Then while I was moving forward, there was such a disease came that my whole body, everything became like I couldn't move my hands and feet. It's not a paper. There's no paper that didn't come to me. Every paper has come. But Baba just made me cross all this. That's because there's a hand of blessings of all the Dharis on my head. And I have just crossed that because of that. I don't feel it was a paper. Well, old bodies, paper will come, old sanskars, old relationships are there. Something, conflict will be there, right? But not caring that, not thinking about them. If somebody says, oh, this will happen, I say, well, it doesn't matter. Dadis are there. For example, I was on a tour for 9 days. I went one place, it was so hot, Kerala, so hot. And the same time, urgently, I had to go to UP, which was so cold, where there's a heater and there's AC in one side. I had a tour of 9 days. One brother told me, can you rest one day and get a massage? In Kerala, they're very good massages, oil massages. He did the massage. He made me sit in the steam. And the next day, he kept 5 or 7 programs, morning, evening, Christmas program, that program. And I was standing and standing and standing for so long. My feet became totally useless. I could not even put my feet on the ground. I said, Baba, what is this? Baba, you are only one support for me. I have to go to Madhuban. This one is sending messages again and again. I have a class in Shantivan. Baba, will you fix my legs or not? I just sat in Baba's remembrance. Morning, 6:30, I have to leave for the airport. I called the brother who had invited me to come to Kerala. I said, I can't even put my feet on the ground. It's so painful. He said, okay, I'll bring the doctor, he said. He gave me a powerful injection. After they gave me medicines, tablets, after 3-4 hours, you should have them. And then the wheelchair all the way, because I had to change 2 flights from Kannur to Bangalore, Bangalore to Lucknow. All the time on the wheelchair. With a lot of love, they took me. I was alone. There was nobody with me. Then when I reached there, I was sitting in Baba's. I had tablets. I got totally constipated. So many programs. Silver Jubilee is happening. This is happening. That Diamond Jubilee is happening. In 2 days, there were 5 programs. And not one place. Here, then after 2 hours, that side, then this side, then traveling all the time. But the next day, slowly, I became better. I started walking. Constipation was finished. And when I came to Madhuban, as I had left, same way I came back. As the way I had gone, the same way I came back. Same state. So again, I'm going on the 3rd to Bengal. I've come here only for 4 days to meet all of you. So whose paper, of course, comes. Paper comes, challenges come. But I don't think, oh no, what will happen? Just Baba is there. No, Baba, we are under the canopy of protection of the blessings of Dadi. As long as he has to get seva done from me, I'll do. And when he makes me go to sleep, I'll go to sleep. I'm 70 years old already in the body. Baba is making me move. So you have the... Do you get zeal and enthusiasm? Are you getting inspiration? Listening to Raju Bhai? Because New Year is coming. Well, Raju Bhai is saying, do whatever you have to do. Whatever power you have, don't ask anybody for anything. You have power of the mind, then do it using seva. If you have the power of the mind, then remember Baba is very, very well in a very good state. Spread vibrations. If your wealth, use it in service. You don't know what's going to happen to your wealth. If it's used in worthwhile ways, some will be accumulated. If it's destroyed, everything will be gone. So whatever you have, body, wealth, speciality, anything that you have, talent, use it in Baba's task in a worthwhile way, and you will get success. It was yesterday's Murli. And pay attention to this in the new year.
Thank you, Raju Bhai.
Thank you, Raju Bhai. You have filled us and you have given us so much inspiration, so much you have filled us for the new year.
Well,
all of you are not saying anything. Are you filled with enthusiasm? We want to listen more, she thinks. No, listening is one thing, is good, but do we feel enthusiastic? So sister saying we got a lot of motivation, a lot of inspiration. Oh, we can't hear a question. If somebody's speaking, then we can have the mic. Wherever you sit, just have a direct connection with Baba. We don't have an indirect connection with Baba. We have a direct connection. So from self-protector to yajna protector, this we have to fill this. I have a lot of inspiration now. I'm sitting here, when I look at you, when I'm listening to Brother Raju, I feel Baba himself is Karan Karavanhar, gets everything done. Thank you so much. Heartfelt thanks, Raju Bhai is saying thank you. You gave me the chance.
हमको हमारे बाप